It's delicious. Thank you so much, Gurameel Mahagat. As good as home. Now, I wouldn't go that far. Irish cooking is hard to top, especially at Christmas. But hey, I'm biased. I'm extremely biased there. But it is delicious. It really is. And I'm so grateful that I'm here. And that I got to meet my future in-laws. Well, you know, we have been together for a while now. Huh? Proposing? Ah, stop. You're making me all shy. Yeah, all shy. Shy and Irish. I'm a stereotype. Oh, what kind of a question is that? I would love some potatoes. Thanks, sweetheart. You're so kind. Polite? Me? No. I'm just Irish. And people can be very polite in Ireland. It's kind of unconscious. You know, it's funny when you spend some time there, you notice that everyone dresses everyone else as sorry. And so it's like, sorry, is that seat taken? Sorry, when is the bus due? Sorry, can I get a pass due? It's very amusing. Yeah, it's a land of polite people with soft lilts. For the most part, anyway. Oh, the potatoes are amazing. Just like your daughter. That's a weird comparison, I know. But that's a high compliment coming from an Irish lad. Can I ask you a question though? How are they married? How are they marinated? Jeez, that was a Freudian slip. Oh, no, I'm mortified. And it looks like the red wine has gone to my head slightly as well. But the potatoes are lovely. Just like your daughter. Oh my, that was really, really nice. You know, I'd have to give my earlier statement a bit of a reconsideration. Yeah, because you really give Ireland the run for its money there. Dessert? Sure, you're definitely trying to steal my heart now. I'm the one that's supposed to be doing all the charm in here. Yeah, honey, will I give you a hand? No, you can't carry all that sweetness by yourself. And look, I need to burn the calories anyway. Let me give you a hand. It'll save you a couple of trips. Yeah? We'll be right back with more sweetness. Oh my God, come here. Come here, you. Oh, you are so... Yeah, I know you're getting dessert. But you know what kind of dessert I want, Tanya. You know what kind of dessert I need. Oh, baby, I'm on fire. No, you don't. You know me. You know exactly what I'm like. And besides, you aren't helping things. Looking at me like that, across the table, I saw it. Huh? You are. You were making me blush on purpose, weren't you? They probably thought it was from the shyness, but I know what you were up to, baby. So bad. And I need you. No, I'll be fine for a few minutes. Be fine, come here. I can't wait to have you. Yeah, I know. I know they're strict. I know they're watching everything, but still. I'm trying to keep it together in there. I could take you right here in this kitchen. Right here. Oh, I can't get enough of you. I'm gonna squeeze you and hold you and whisper in your ear. Oh, they're calling. They're calling, baby. Tell them we're coming. Oh my god. Alright. Time to compose myself. Do I look flustered? You do too. Alright. Let's get it together. We can do this. We can totally do this. So naughty. Hey, we're back. And sweet dessert coming up. And I must say, it looks splendid. It really does. Oh, that was my fault. I'm sorry. I was in the kitchen trying to make up my mind. I either wanted the peaches and cream or your daughter's hot cream pie. And you know, it took me a while. Couldn't make my mind up. It was so good. So, do you want... Okay. And you love. Alright, here you go. Stuff now. Agus an atar shock ar fad. I mean, I'm very tired as well. See, we don't eat dinner to stay back home at all. You know, honey, I think I'm gonna have to turn in. Yeah, I'm really suffering from jet lag as well. Yeah, really. Don't mind if I head to bed, no? I'll be a lot fresher in the morning, I promise. Okay, so is it there? It's the second bed on the right, yeah? Okay, so I'll see you all in the morning and I will be fresh, I promise. Thanks, honey, for such an amazing spread. And to you, the best parents in the world, Gurav Mila Mila Mahagut. Thank you so much. It's absolutely beautiful. Okay, so I'll catch you in the morning, alright? Good night. I'm in that room on my own, thinking about you. It's torture. It's absolute torture, honey. I can't get you out of my mind. Oh, have a bath. Have a bath, baby. We could be quiet.
What's the story with this bed? It's so noisy. Okay. We just stare at you. Kiss you. Be all innocent. Stay innocent. That's all I have to do, right? Stay innocent. Think pure thoughts. No, they're not coming in here, I don't think. Okay, baby, I'm sorry. It's just, I'll go. I'll sneak back in, don't worry. No, I won't get caught. I won't get caught. Please forgive me, honey. It's just sexiness that's doing this to me. That's all. I'll sneak back in. I'll move like a cat. No one will hear me, I promise. See you in the morning, babe. Please let me sleep. Please. Oh. You're such a bad boy, you know that? Just go down, let me sleep. Better get some water to cool off. Fancy meeting you out here at this time. Come here. Oh my god. Oh baby, I can't stop. I can't, I'm all over the place. I can't even sleep. I'm so sorry. No, I'm not sorry. You know me, you know what I'm like. Come back to my room. Come on. Come on, baby. Let's be bad. Yeah, I know it's risky, but that's what's hard about it. Come on. Oh no, no, you can't do this to me. Oh, I can't take another week of this, please. Please. All right. I give in. I'll see you in the morning. I guess I just have to suffer on. Good night, sweetheart. Oh.
is just me and you, boy. Please go to sleep. Please go to sleep.